views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah. Come on, kick it up. Let's do this.
Dancing on the table.
dancing now. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Chest Alive, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio right here. Okay, we're going to do things a little different today. We're going to spin things a little different out there in radio land. This is Jason, Redding Buzz, Shasta County Chamber. We have some good stuff coming off the press for you today. Anyways, listen, I want to start out with something. If you guys have a question about certain things going on here in the North State or in Shasta County, Redding, call 605-6567. That is 530-605-4567. That is, call in. If you guys have a question, we'll put it over the radio.
Open lines.
Are we live?
Open line,
live right here.
Shasta County Chamber Roundup, July 25th at Deborah's Place coming up.
Yes, Mike, say that again. It is coming up.
The roundup for the Shasta County Chamber, July 25th at Deborah's Place. Hey, another thing you can do if you want to know what's going on, get on Facebook, follow Redding Buzz.
Yeah, Mike, thank you. Yes.
I'll say it for you, man.
That's the update right here. Hey, there's a lot of stuff happening, Mike. There's a lot of stuff happening downtown, around town, Shasta County, Redding, NorCal. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff popping. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. Hey, so, I mean, let me ask you this question, Mike. So what's going on with your store? I mean, I know you guys have a lot of stuff.
Oh, man, there's so much cool stuff going on. We've got music lessons going on. We've got 30 different local artists who have been bold enough to put their art in there.
So wait. I mean, actually, the artists, what I like about your store, one of the things I like about it is that actually artists could bring their artwork in and you'll hang it, right? And you can sell it for them.
Yeah. And the team looks over pieces and then we say, hey, out of your collection, we would like to hang this, this, and this. And we find out what their price is. And then, you know, we're a gallery and we're a business. So there's nothing wrong with making a little to pay the bills, right?
Yeah.
So we put a little on the top, you know, as a gallery. But the artist isn't always out there, you know, 5-6 days a week. We are for them there. Actual brick and mortar, mom and pop. That's niche in itself now.
But. Yeah. So, I mean, how does an artist do that? They just bring their artwork in and you guys hang it there?
Now we're kind of saying, hey, send us a message, you know, put a little watermark on your art so it's not out there. And then, you know, just say, hey, you know, this is what I've got. And then we kind of look through that as an initial. Right now we're pretty full of art, but we're definitely open to more artists for sure. And, you know, it's kind of a different kind of art gallery because, you know, right now to keep an art gallery without grants and as a business art gallery, we sell other things too. Like we've got a whole clothing, curated clothing. We've got local designers.
So you guys do have local designers that you actually sell their product.
And then resell. We've got a resell element to it where we do buy, sell, trade clothing as well. So what we do is we launder it all. We got a commercial washing machine, and we launder all of it, and then we price it and put it out. So if we get a lot of great deals, and instead of going, hey, we could get $40 for these jeans, if we got a good deal on them, we pass the deal on. That's why last time you were there, we're looking at $15 Levi's. Somebody told me you could take those Levi's down the street and sell them to the other businesses for more than the $15.
Wow.
So anyways, we're trying to undercut to get repeat customers and also in this economy so people can actually buy clothing and not without breaking the bank.
So actually you're doing the community a big favor by repurposing some of the clothing, right? The clothing that they have, they
Very
can bring
accurate.
It in and
yeah.
just...
They've grown out of it or... They got it, and it went into the closet, and it never got worn. Because we are pretty picky about what we take in. No stains, rips, tears, anything like that. We just reject it, even if it's some amazing brand or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find any stains, tears, or rips on our floor, we don't want it on our, you know, we don't put that stuff out. We're very picky. So that's where, you know, we got the low prices, we got the high quality.
Okay.
Yep.
So do you guys, what about shoes and that kind of thing?
We like, don't do used shoes, no, just because I would need some kind of air freshener, and then I don't like the smell of air freshener. I did get some fresh sage from Mount Shasta recently, and I heard we're selling it for cheaper at our store than they are in Mount Shasta.
Oh.
So go figure there.
Yeah, yeah. So this coming Friday, remember you guys, have you ever made it to the Shasta Lake City Friday at the Park there? Have you made it down there?
I did. I played one time in a band there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What band did you play in?
Liquid Amber.
Oh, Liquid Amber. Oh, that's a cool band.
They're a cool band. Yeah. They do like, you know, like baseball seasons, you know, they got different musicians in different seasons. So that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
So now
Cover band.
Have you heard the Billies and the Jets?
Yes.
The Billies.
Yes.
Man, that is a great band.
Yeah, man.
The first time I heard them was actually in the Reading Park golf park down here. It was they were playing out there, and it was just really amazing what they did.
Hey,
they,
Shasta Eats. What is his band's name? Bartosh.
Bartosh. Yeah, Larry. Yeah, Larry and his crew there.
Shasta Eats.
Yeah, Shasta Eats. Oh yeah. Don't get me going on Bartosh, man. That's a type. You know what? Every time they play, they actually draw a big crowd.
They're super pro, man, and he's got that banjo.
Yeah. Yeah, the banjo.
So, I mean, if there's a banjo, you know it's a party.
Every time I hear somebody playing a banjo, I think of one movie.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. You must be a West Coast guy.
It was. I have two brothers in Arkansas. I tell them that. Every time I hear a banjo playing, man, it's just like I think about one movie. You know what movie I'm talking about, right?
I thought of that the other day again, and I said, man, I wish I never saw that movie, and I had no idea what people were talking about.
That was like kind of like, you know, that
Deliverance.
Huh?
You're talking about Deliverance.
Yeah, I'm talking about Deliverance, right? With, was it Tom Selleck that played in that? Was it Tom?
Yeah.
Was it Tom
People
Selleck
were trying to be entertaining and write good stories. And
yeah, so.
They're trying to, you know, be
so,
shocking.
Yeah, yeah, well, the first time I see that movie. Oh, wow, that's over the edge a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But a good story. I mean, overall, right? I mean, if you know. Anyway, so I was going to try to make it down to the
Friday night.
The where?
Friday night.
Friday night. Well, I'm going to try to make it down this Friday, Shasta Lake City. The Shasta Lake Chamber there, they do a great job in holding that event. There, and then all the, individuals, they're locally, right? The vendors and everything.
Is the bagels still in Shasta Lake? The bagel place, Blue Door?
Oh, Blue Door Bagels, yeah. Yeah,
man, that was tasty.
Yeah.
That's worth a drive over there. Are they in the chamber yet? I guarantee you they will be.
You know what? They will be.
Just like anybody out there listening, Shasta County Chamber, you can join at the website.
You better join. Yeah, that's it. The bottom line is, hey, there's great things happening with the chamber. There's some more things as it develops, as we break out, and we're beginning to grow rapidly in the different areas. Reading Bush, Shasta County Chamber is just amazing. There's also some media stuff breaking out, too. I don't want to say too much about that, but I do want to say that there's going to be a huge paradigm shift in the media world here in the North State. We're working on some things. I can't drop no names or what we're going to be doing, but some big, some huge things happening there, with the, media and helping elevate the local school sports. That's the big thing.
Nice.
That's huge. Actually, the school sports, I don't think it's been elevated enough here locally in the North State. So we're going to.
I want to see more boxing, kids boxing.
Kids boxing?
No, we can't do that. Okay. All right.
Wait a minute, Mike. Kids boxing.
They do karate and stuff. Hey, I'm sure they do. They do boxing. They wear the helmets.
They wear the helmets and all that, right? You know, I won my last boxing match. We want to talk
more about.
That's
what made me think of it.
Yeah.
Kids boxing.
Once we get beat up a little bit.
No, you beat Max Tedford up.
Well, he put up a good fight.
I know
though.
You don't like tuning your own horn, but you beat Max Tedford up.
Max, we love you. If you're listening, we love you. It was a good match, right?
It was.
It was good. He had the youth and the reach and all that, and I, you know, more experienced a little bit, I guess. But
when do you start prepping for your next one?
I don't know. I mean, I need to go back and sign up. and get back involved in boxing and also martial arts.
And Dancing with the Stars, right?
And we're stopping there. Not Dancing with the Stars.
No, you're not doing that? I thought for sure you were going to do Dancing with the Stars.
No, I can't dance. Okay, stick man dancing. I guess we could call it that, right? Ugh. Oh, boy. Hey, let's take our break. We'll be right back.
Okay, you're ready to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be right back here.
So we're coming back. This is Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
Shasta County Chamber of Commerce.
6.5 FM. Let's do it.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The only thing about me is the way that I walk.
Yeah. Come on. I feel it coming on. Like, here it is. Yeah. KCNR 96.5 FM. Here we are at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And before the break, you were talking about how you can't dance. And so you're not doing Dancing with the Stars?
I can't dance. I can't dance. Hey, I've tried to dance. I've taken dance lessons, and I've been told to kind of sit down a little bit.
I saw there was a new dance place opening up.
What? A new dance place?
Yeah.
Dance studio where?
Now I'm going to have to go look. It was like a creative arts dance. I'll have to find it. I saw it pop up on something.
That's interesting. A new dance.
And you know there's one downtown here, and that place is always popping.
As far
dance
as
studio.
You're talking about the Reading Dance Studio?
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Yeah, and then, you know, over there at Lit From Within, those guys are doing, like, you can study dancing for your wedding, and he's prepping people for their, you know, first dance. That way they actually know how to dance for those.
Ooh.
Over at Lit From Within.
Okay. Do you know how to dance, Mike?
People would probably say no, but I think I can. In the shower.
In the shower.
Yeah.
Dance and sing, right? It's a duet.
Oh, yeah. Sing in the shower. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so.
Stick man dancing and singing. Hey, on the food thing really fast, I do want to mention that the Court Street Eats, they have released a new burger called the Backwoods Blue.
Mm.
Using Elwood beef.
Elwood. There they are again.
Yeah, there they are. They're... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess today they released that burger, the Backwoods Blue. That is what's happening at Court Street Eats.
So, huge. Backwoods, like cordon bleu? Blue cheese?
Yep. Exactly. And I had one.
Smoked, like backwoods.
A little smoke flavor to it, right? Mm-hmm. That's all good. I had one. It was really good. I said, you guys have something here. And I guess Josh Mack Construction, they went down and had a couple of burgers there today, and they said it was really good. That's the word.
Indian restaurant?
Huh?
Indian restaurant.
Yeah, I was just going to say. And then we have, on top of that, right, we have here breaking out, we have the new Indian cuisine called Spice Garden.
Yum.
And it used to be in the former Taj Mahal. Have you guys ate there before?
Yeah. The photos looked good. And Taj was great, but, yeah, That looked really great.
The actual, I went there the other day and had it, it was completely packed out. I mean, the second day after they had their soft opening, went there and had, it was so good. Is that they have a whole different approach to the, it's traditional Indian cuisine, but it, the curry, what is it? The chicken marsala?
Chicken marsala.
Yeah, marsala. Mm. Yeah, that was really good. And then I had the butter chicken or something like that. But anyways, that was really good too. And then the bread. Do you guys like the bread?
Oh yeah. Naan.
Yeah, the naan bread. Yep. It's like, oh my word. Oh yeah. I wiped out an entire basket of that bread. So I'm kind of bloated today.
Bread. Yeah.
That's that. Too much of that. Too much of that bread. I slammed it down. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I love the different diversity of foods that's happening here in the North State, that's happening here in Shasta County. This is really amazing, the type of food that we're having here, the cuisine, a lot of stuff happening here, the different types of variety of food. It's just really good. And down in Red Bluff, too, they have the Polish, what's it called? Carlene's.
Oh, yeah.
Carlene's, I think it is, down in Red Bluff. Anyways, they make some of your traditional Polish food, and it's really good, too.
That's pretty incredible, the cultural
differences.
That's cool part of California is the diversity and the foods, and, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got fresh ingredients.
You know what? I did hear a rumor. We're going to do a little Ready and Buzz rumor has it, and that is I heard a rumor, right? The former downtown grounds that a get ready for this. Here we go. I'm going to drop it, right? Drop it. Drum like roll. It's hot. And that is Domino's Pizza's coming.
Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, that's a spot for them. I bet they're going to do well over there.
Pizza? Can you go wrong with pizza?
I bet either because they got delivery late night.
And there seems like there's a lot of foot traffic down in that area too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. And they're going to have good deals on pizza, so they're going to have business.
One of the things I want to point out talking about pizza is a shout out to Good Times Pizza and Things. They actually were involved in helping. Did you hear what they did for that fundraiser for Bobby? She was in that auto accident.
Yes, I remember something about it, not the spec.
Yeah, the social media manager for Ready and Buzz. And I am telling you what, they actually gave this is unbelievable what Troy did. That is, they gave away an entire large pizza a day for the rest of your life. For the rest of you could go
they
in there.
Auctioned it?
Yeah, they auctioned it off.
Whoa.
Right? And it's a large pizza a day for the rest of your life, or as long as they have the restaurant.
Sure. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a great fundraiser that Troy and them came in and said, hey, we're going to go ahead. And they don't do that very often.
See, that's a good auction item because you know you're going to eat. You got to eat.
Well, you get me around food. It's gone. I'm trying to watch myself while
I eat. Did you hear about Lake Shasta Caverns and the new lights they've got?
Oh, the new lights, yeah. The new lighting.
Yeah. They're part of the chamber.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Matt, he's doing a really good job with that. How many millions of dollars did they spend on that?
I'm not sure, but I know it's 1,000 new LED lights. And they're saving a lot of money, even though they have way more lights with that. And they said that there were parts of the cavern they didn't even realize until the lights were on them. Just certain elements that make it even better.
Hmm.
So it's like even if you've seen that, done that, it's a good time to check it out again and get out of this heat and get some walking in.
What is it? We went up there when they just a couple, 3 weeks ago, I think it is, about a month ago, something like that. We went up there and did the walk through that. And wow, what an experience. You're right. It's like when you go in there, it's like a consistent, 58 degrees or something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Beat the heat and get exercise?
Yeah,
get exercise. And see the new lights in the caverns? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that here in July.
And then I thought, well, it would, to go back up there, do the dinner cruise that they actually have there at the, the caverns going across the lake there. You just cruise around and have dinner on that, the dinner boat itself, right, and have a good time.
Yeah. And maybe we take it for granted, but you do get that boat ride as part of the trip. That's really cool. It's like this whole adventure.
Yeah.
It's underrated in some ways, I think, because you get on this cool boat, you get to go on the lake, you know, and then you get to go into some caverns, and it's really cool. But you do have to walk upstairs a lot.
You do have to walk upstairs.
You get exercise.
Well, yeah. Well, you go up there, they have the, what they call the, what is it, the cathedral? The cathedral room, they have it all lit up with different... a light show where they turn off the lights and it's pitch black, and then all of a sudden they turn all these different lights on, and in sequence is just like wow.
That,
yeah, what a great experience that was. And also, I mean, one of the main things too is that just taking your time and enjoying the information. Cave Dave, he does a great job in giving the information about the cave itself. So does Matt. Cave Dave, he has a heart like Matt for the Shasta Caverns, right? And so when he gets into it, he gets in some really, really great details. He gets in as far as the how much water comes off the lake when it evaporates off the lake, how many gallons a day during the summertime. It's unbelievable. He gets in the, we're talking about thousands, millions of gallons of water comes off the lake during the summertime.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I asked him too. I said, when we went through that, I say, do you guys ever see some, you know, strange things? And I got him by himself at the Cave Dave's. Yeah, there's been some things. So, some of those hidden gems, no pun intended, but some of those hidden gems about, true things that people or what they claim to see or what they experience there around that area.
Well, so beautiful over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, yeah, not to be taken for granted.
Yeah, and just the history of the fish farm that was built there, the fish farm that was there that they put up years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talked a little bit about the Shasta Dam. Just recently we had the 8th year celebration of Shasta Dam, and that was a huge turnout too. And so it was like really informative in what how much cement went into Shasta Dam, how many people were involved, and the money that it actually provided for the working class back then, and how they had that that actual conveyor belt that from here down here in Reading going all the way up, right, with gravel on it. So it was that in itself, the interesting facts about Shasta Dam, the Shasta Caverns, we call it the Three Shastas.
Hey, working our way back this way, how was that Lakeshore Inn? I did not get to go to that roundup at the Lakeshore Inn. Did you get to go to
that? No, I didn't make that one.
Okay.
I didn't make that one. But yeah, I heard it was a really great turnout. Usually when we have our, what we call roundups, right, they're not, you know, meetings or anything like, we call them roundups. The Shasta County Roundup. We're going to have one, like you said, coming up here. Next couple of weeks, we're going to have one coming up here.
What's Deborah's?
Custom Personnel. She does that. I think it's going to be a huge celebration. She is like retiring from the business. And so, we're going to have the roundup, and then she's going to have that actual, party.
Cross-pollinate with the buzz. Reading buzz.
Whatever buzz.
Cross-pollination. Deborah's place. That's cool.
Yeah,
man.
Right there. Yeah.
999 Mission de Oro.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's coming up. I'm going to do a post on that really, really soon.
Ooh, that's a nighttime. I love that we're doing the nighttime ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be the roundup, and then it's going to be a party, too. I guess we're going to have a food truck out there, or food trucks, at least one food truck. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time with the community and seeing, you know, good things about Deborah and what she's done there for the community. And she's retiring out, and so she's going to take advantage. She joined the Shasta County Chamber. So she is retiring, and then she's going to have a big party there on July the 25th. At her place.
5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a party.
It's going to be party. It's going to be a good time. We usually, you know, we have fun anyways with our roundups, right? And there's a lot of connections that happen with the actual Shasta County Chamber Roundup. We actually connect with a lot of businesses. There's other business coming on And when I come back after our second break, I want to talk about Beautify Shasta and collaborating with Reading Buzz and the Shasta County Chamber. Did you see that video I posted about that, about Beautify Shasta?
No, I'm going to go check that out right now. I go to Facebook, I go to Reading Buzz, and then I scroll down to...
You just scroll down and see Beautify Shasta. And Mark's doing a really good job there.
Dude, you're a reason to be on Facebook.
Thank you.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I try to keep it interesting and entertaining at the same time, right? It's not boring. I try to shake things up where it's not the same old. So, and I get to throw my personality into that too, right? I get to throw myself into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the social media platform has provided that. You could be yourself,
authentic.
Right? And you could just be the genuine who you really are, or you could, whatever. I mean, you know, but it's provided that platform for the voice for the community. And I want to get into that a little bit when we get back after our second break, but where that came from and how I developed that going forward and how, it's just great in collaborating with other
people. That's awesome.
Right. It's really cool. So we'll get more into that in just a little bit right after this second break here.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Yeah. Name that tune. Yeah. That's it. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. KCNR1460.com. Right here. Hitting you with all the power. Hey, welcome back to Shasta Live right here. Mike, that was a great intro. I love that song, by the way. Thank you. That was great. On the other part of the spectrum, I do want to talk about a little bit more about food, here in a little bit, but I want to talk about, the fundraiser for HA coming up. We're going to be promoting that. We promoted it last year. We're going to promote it again this year. Stay tuned for updates on that. A lot of motorcycles. I was surprised in how many motorcycles, showed up for that event with, toys, gifts, and they took it to the, toy hauler over there in Anderson. And it's just really interesting how they come together and provide toys for the kids. It's really interesting. And to see that many lights during the evening time, all those, man, that must have been like 150, 140 bikes.
Harleys,
all
ninjas,
kinds of.
Ninjas, Indians.
Yeah, it was the really.
Ninjas?
Ninjas?
Indians and Harleys, probably, yeah.
All kinds of motorcycles. But it's like, wow, okay. And I was expecting a handful of people, maybe, you know, 15, 20, maybe 30. But to see approximately 140, 150 bikes show up, and that was last year, and that was the first one kicking off. And wait till next year. I mean, it's going to be like, this year. I was just taken back in how many men and women got on their motorcycles and gave to a big cause. And that's, we're going to be talking more about that. We're going to be talking more about how to give back to the community. Talking about giving back to the community, I do want to say a big shout out to the different individuals for the fundraiser that we had for Bobby this last week. I want to give a huge shout out to Mike Sparman and his wife. I want to say
Court Street Eats.
Court Street Eats. They put it down along with Poor Boys. Poor Boys Tap Yard. They opened their whole property up. We had food trucks there. We had, oh wow, there was just like
Black Diamond was there.
Black Diamond was there representing and giving back to the community. Pursuit Printing. I want to give
Pursuit
a big shout
printing,
out.
Yep.
He donated a bunch of shirts and didn't charge anything for that fundraiser.
Wow.
Yeah, and then obviously I talked earlier about Troy and them. With the one large pizza a day for life, wow, as long as they have the business, and that's a no-brainer. That was a huge deal because people love pizza, and you could live, well, maybe not on pizza, but you could order a one full, you know, large pizza a day for life. That's a no-brainer. I do want to say, too, on top of that, I want to say a big thank you to the others that have gave to that event, a huge shout out, like I was saying, to Mike Sparman and everybody that gave to that. It was not only the Poor Boys Tap Yard, and it was Fusion. It was actually Mar de Mar Sap House, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had their food truck there. There was a karaoke business there too. I forget the name of it. I have a list here somewhere that I could look up for all, but there were so many people that came together for that. Plus, before that fundraiser, there was a fundraiser I want to give a shout out to Subarama. They had their food truck and they opened that up. And a huge shout out to R&R Meats, Kent's Meats, and Elwood Beef because they all donated to the cause, which was a big thing. It was a huge deal there. So I want to give everybody a shout out that gave to that. I'll talk more about that. We're trying to put like a post out every other day about those that gave to that cause. So I just want to say a heartfelt thank you. That was really big. It was a good turnout. It was like something I was not expecting to even happen. But Mike Sparman of Court Street Eats picked it up and ran with it and made it happen. So that was a huge event.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You're always saying thanks, and you know you're. As a business owner, I want to say thank you to you, because you've done some incredible things and videos, and with incredible outreach for the community of what's going on in our store and all these other businesses. You know, I know that they're very grateful for you, and so I was curious, what got you into that, and what drives you?
Oh,
can I ask that now? Is this a good time?
Yeah, this is a good time.
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, put me on the spot. You know what? I appreciate that. You know what? It started actually, approximately around .com. That's mine. It's still, I didn't build out the website, but that digital asset, what we call, is mine. So, but after I got into it, I didn't want to talk, bad about a business, even if there was something wrong. I wanted to try to find something positive out of that. So I dropped the Reading Reviews. And I went, man, that's not my core, right? I like to talk about good things. And so I kind of went into that from there. I springboarded into, before Reading Reviews, I actually, owned bestofthenorthstate.com. That's mine. And then Reading Reviews. And then after that, Reading Reviews, I began to really shake it down to what I really want to do. And that's how, the Reading Buzz was formed. It led up to that, this moment, about 7 years ago, doing Reading Buzz full time, and said, I'm going to focus on that and elevate what's happening in the community. And so it's like, it's blowing up in a good way to this day. We crossed over 67,000 followers about 3 weeks ago. So that's all I started out with, a camera, going out there, looking at interesting things to cover and elevate, and then it took off. Obviously, I leaned to food because I'm a foodie.
Was food motivation? I wondered
food was
that.
A big motivation factor. I have to tell you, food was a big part of it.
I bet. I mean, how could you not take
food? Was a big part, dude. I'm telling you what, it was like.
Take a trade.
Yeah, it's like, okay, and then more and more food, and it's just, I have to watch myself, because if I go out every day and eat, I could eat like, you know, up to three times a day at different meals, right? Different food places. And it's just like, okay, I'm like, I need to slow down here and watch myself, right? I get so much good food though. It's all good. But that's basically where it started at. I mean, that's something that when I started with, the Reading Reviews, that's where it kind of like, okay, that's really not my core. Because in Reading Reviews, I had to talk about the things I didn't like or the negative things, right? Mm-hmm. And I really didn't want to do that. And that's what a review is. If you're going to give a review, you're going to have to be, you know, forthright, and you're going to have to talk about the pros and cons about your, you know, your experience there. And so that's where Reading Buzz came from, those roots from there, and Best of the North State. So, and then in the process of doing this, then it's growing bigger into a different area where I find myself going into, like, I want to elevate other people or other businesses, right? So that elevating others and not myself, right, is the key, the core that drives me, because I like to talk about good things happening in the community, about somebody that did something really good for the community, mm-hmm. right? Like, it might be a little micro thing, mm-hmm. but it's a big thing, right?
You got to eat. And,
yeah, that's right.
And you got to have good food.
Yeah, good food, so, right? And so, yeah, but that right there drives me. It's like, and there's some nights I literally lose sleep over what I'm going to be doing the next day, because I have my plan, my basic overall plan of what I'm going to accomplish that day, the following day. But sometimes I lose sleep over it because of the fact that I'm so excited that I get to go out there and elevate a business, talk about something happening in the community to keep everybody in the loop, in the know what's happening. Without any spin to it. You know, spin free. I mean, it's true citizens, journalism, type stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess you would call it.
Keep it fun.
You keep it fun and light, right? Yep. I mean, you gotta make it fun, right?
You gotta
make
it cool that you came across Nigel and James.
Oh, yeah.
Because that really, that's a good symbiotic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those two guys.
Trio.
Prince. Yeah. Prince. And two beautiful, awesome
all you
men
guys, all you guys
in the spirit, right?
All Spencer and all that. So, can you tell us? Are you allowed to tell us what's happening in the building 100 yards from here?
Oh, well, our new place, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, we have a new building, right? And it's a group of us got together, and it's right across the hallway, literally the breezeway from the heart of downtown. And, that is, we have Bernsini there. We also have Paul, his marketing, business. We have Spencer and James chocolate, confectionery chocolates there.
Today is International Chocolate Day.
That's right. I did a post for them.
Yep.
And I did a post on that.
And they're now in, the grocery store, Holiday. Yep.
And Lakeshore. They're at Lakeshore too.
Awesome.
Up there at the, resort up there.
Okay. So chocolate. You got Reading Buzz.
We have Reading Buzz.
Shasta County Chamber.
And, just a great mix of things happening with this group that
great
has
location.
That vision, right?
Yeah.
That we're literally in downtown.
In the center, yeah.
Yeah, the true, the true northern part of California. Everybody kind of looks to Shasta County as the hub, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do. They look at Shasta County as the hub.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're seeing a lot of things happen there. And there's things happening and developing. that I'm, like I said earlier, I'm not going to be talking about it here, but there's some big things happening, some great, great things that, it's going to help the community even more so to be in the loop what's happening. And, let's just say it has to do with, sports. Yeah, we're going to get into the sports thing here.
If I wasn't here on Monday nights, I would be tuning in on Monday nights because this show is cool with all you guys.
Yeah.
You guys make this show amazing.
Yeah, I know if it wasn't for James and if it wasn't for Nigel, all of us seeing the same thing, and we all come together and now we, you know, a lot of people know that we started the Shasta County Chamber. And then, and collaborating with each one of us, we each have our strengths that we bring to the table, but what a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. What a perfect fit this thing's going forward, because it's just a rocket ship about ready to take off. So give about another 90 days or so, it's going to be really on fire.
Nice.
In a good way.
Nice.
Hey, well, let's take a break right after, this. We have some more great things to talk about and we'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Yeah. Yeah. Huey Lewis. That's the sound piece. Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. And that's 1460 AM, your talk radio at KCNR1460.com. And now we're back. Here we go, Mike. Let's get back and punt the ball for the last 15 minutes on air. If you guys have a question, call in. We'll be glad to answer or try to answer it. If we don't have the answer, we'll try to find the answer.
Like if, what's that new Japanese store in town? What is that?
Daiso. Daiso. Yeah, the Daiso, discount. I call it the Daiso discount store.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you guys been in it yet?
Yep.
Have you?
Yep.
Did you buy things?
There's like 1,000 stickers. You know what I found there? Okay.
What?
So I found a diaper pail. The
oh,
perfect
wait a minute,
pail.
Wait. You found a diaper.
So a perfect, yeah, no.
Was it dirty?
So I just had a baby. So the baby, diapers, you know, you need like an airtight container, even if there's a couple, you know, before you take it out. It's like, this perfect size shape, little trash can with a lid.
Oh.
Airtight lid.
Okay.
So that's what we bought at Daiso. And we put stickers all over it for fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, when they had their, first of all, when I heard that they're going to be building there, what it is, right? I went over there and mentioned, I did a shout out on that empty lot. And it's in the Save Mart. If you guys don't know where it's at, it's the I call it the Save Mart parking lot. It's not that. It's called, I think it's called Churn Creek Marketing Plaza. Anyways. So, when I went there, there was a, several new developments happening in that area. But recently, I did a post on the turnabout, the roundabout, right there. And people were like going, there's a mixed,
mixed feelings about that roundabout, right? Yeah. I mean, I didn't know it was going to get going the direction it did, but people love it. Some people hate it.
How do you get out of this loop?
Yeah.
You're driving around in circles.
It's Groundhog's Day. It's Groundhog's Day.
Oh, but at least there's a Dunkin' Donuts coming.
Yeah. A Dunkin' Donuts literally right there at that roundabout. Right.
So
right there at that store.
I don't know how they fit all those little stores all in that one area, but they did it, man. Those developers, you know. They got it.
I'm amazed, Mike, that there's that many stores in that Costco parking lot there.
Yeah.
I mean,
just seeing that whole side of town develop over the last 5 years, it's been really interesting and neat.
Well, remember it was just
Caulfield.
I remember, Mike, now this is stepping back in some time machine here, but I remember when Yak's was on Bocelli.
What? I don't remember that.
Yeah, Yak's.
And 11 years ago.
And Yak's is listening, Nancy, you guys did a great job. But I am telling you what, I remember driving, and there's a store behind that bridge that was built across the Sacramento River there many, many years ago. But I remember when Yak's was doing guerrilla marketing, and their whole logo or their motto in this guerrilla marketing, they're using these signs up all over the place in that area.
Just posts.
Yeah. Well, what the heck is Yak's? That was their tagline.
What the heck is Yak's?
What the heck is Yak's? Yeah. And I went, what is that? I mean, that doesn't even make sense, right? And I kept on looking at that sign, and pretty soon it stuck with you. Yak's, yeah. Yak's. What the heck is Yak's?
What the heck is that?
Yes, yeah. Another coffee shop. That's what it stands for. Yes, another coffee shop with a K. Yeah,
yeah, I'm serious. But how'd they move into burgers and stuff? Like,
well,
now they're in Mount Shasta.
Yeah, well, from Bocelli, right? I remember I still go once in a while to the Reading Chess Club back. They didn't have the club back then, but.
Oh, you play chess?
Yeah. Yeah, I love chess.
Yeah.
Not that I'm any good, but I just love it because it stimulates that part of the brain of mine that, you know, it needs to be stimulated.
I'm not any good either, so we should try.
Hey, don't call me.
We should play a game.
Do you love chess?
I love to play.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't played in a long time.
Oh, you know what? We could play in your store.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Chess tournaments.
Chess tournament.
Curations.
Chess Curations. Get it on.
We're going to have to do something. Yeah. We're going to have to do some events, I think.
That would be actually really fun. You know
what I got? Oh, I forgot to tell you. We got high schoolers are going to do their own gallery night.
What,
that's the latest
store?
At the store. Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Oh,
yeah. So some high school students that do, they're going to be doing some their own little gallery nights.
That is way cool.
Invite their parents and grandparents and everybody comes out.
I'm all about the
kids.
So we're
going to make
high
that
school,
happen coming up in November. That'll be in November.
Wow, in November.
So, anyways,
kickoff.
Enough about me. I just forgot about it. You brought it up.
Yeah, I want to promote that when it gets closer to the time. But so I remember
Yak's,
the Yak's,
that's
right?
Really cool.
So I remember when Nancy was her and her husband had that store, Yak's, on Bocelli. And then she said, well, we're going to close this down and we're going to go to Dunsmuir. I went, Dunsmuir, Mount Shasta, right? It's like, why? Right. And
yeah,
look at them now. Now they're considered one of the top 100 hamburger places in the United States.
And they got that location in Mount Shasta. That's location.
Well, they're sweets. They sell the Yak sweets or whatever it is there that they sell right there in Mount Shasta.
And burgers and stuff, right?
And burgers too. But I mean, the big draw is Yak's on the 5.
But what is it? A coffee shop? Yes, another coffee.
Yes, another coffee shop. That's what Yak stands for. And I think about the Yak, the creature. You know,
is the coffee good? I mean, have you had the coffee?
Oh yeah, the coffee's really good. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the burgers, like, you know, you've probably seen some of the posts that I did on Yak's on the 5. But when you when I do a post on Yak's on the 5 burger, it gets a lot of hits because they've been around a long time. They've been established, and people love their approach to their burger. Right. I mean, it's like a gourmet burger stack. Some people like that. Some people don't. But as long as I could just, like, you know, smash it down, get my mouth around it. One of those burgers, you really have to smash it down, right, to even eat it or take it apart, disassemble it to eat it.
Totally.
Right. But yeah. But anyways, yeah, I was wondering for the longest time when I was walking or driving past that sign, the guerrilla marketing they put up there on Churn Creek and Bocelli there. It was actually, what the heck is Yak's? And I remember that. And then referring back to Costco and all the new stores there, that was where that sign was at. That right there on the corner of right there Costco driveway when you go in that first one on the right there. Right as you head west, but anyways, I get excited because I remember when where Yak's was at, and now they're just nationally known for just being one of the top 100 hamburger places to eat a burger at, and it's right there located in Dunsmuir. So I say all that to say, when I start talking about food, I get hungry. I do get hungry. And there's another place opening really soon. It's called 360 Pho.
Oh, yeah.
Reading, right?
I saw that on Reading Buzz Facebook.
Yeah. 365 Pho Reading. I don't know if you guys like pho or not, but do you like pho? Oh, man. Oh, you get me going. I could eat that every day, especially during the wintertime when it's cold. It's just like, oh, man, it's so good. But now, I mean, it's kind of a common staple here in the North State where before, remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but it was like not that big of a thing. But now everybody's talking about, have you had pho?
I think those boys at Fusion brought that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Raw, Sing, all them, and then guys, Alan, all them guys. Yeah. They brought that.
They made that happen, and it caught on.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's so really interesting about the 365 pho rating, they're going to be opening any week now, probably within the next couple weeks. He should have a sign. But he hired a local muralist to come in and paint that wall. When you step inside his establishment, the owner's name is Winston. You step in there, and the muralist, a local muralist that's well known that has done a lot of murals here in Reading, did that wall, and it's the three Shastas, right? Shasta Dam, Shasta Lake, and Mount Shasta in the background. And then, up to the right there, when you look up is, I think, the Shasta Caverns. And then below that is, I think Burney Falls or something like that. But it covers all the big, huge things happening in Shasta County, but he did a really good job. Winston's big spin on his faux store is that he is going to, he's going to give back a high percentage of his profits back to a nonprofit here. And, he told me that. It's like, wow, are you really serious about doing that? He goes, yeah, that's what my mission is, to give back. So I already have a list of great organizations that he could give back to. But if that's giving back to the community, he's like, out of his profits, he's going to give back. And it takes 2 days just to make the base of that for the fall. So it's a lot of bones that you boil, right? Oh, yeah. And you simmer with a lot of different seasonings. And it's like,
healthy.
Yeah, that's some good eating right there,
yeah.
Right? But anyway, so yeah, the pots are like 220-gallon pots. They're huge. Wow. Like, they're huge, you know, about 3 feet tall, something like that. His whole thing is going to be fresh. It's going to be a different approach to the different places, of the different full places that are being offered here.
Hey, if I was going to do guerrilla marketing for him, it would be, what the fuh?
What the fuh? What the fa? What the fa? Hey, wait a minute, Mike. I'm on a roll now. Fa Billy. I was going to buy that domain name actually about 4 years ago, Fa Billy. And I sat on it for a couple of days. I went back to go buy it, and somebody had already bought the domain.
You get addicted to buying domains at one point.
I used to buy domain names and flip them, right?
I think the highest one I got paid for
was like around $1,400.
Okay.
Yeah. But I used to flip digital real estate.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a real estate tycoon, but you know.
So you still have Reading Reviews?
Yeah, I still have Reading Reviews. Wow. BestInTheNorthState.com. It's actually, it hasn't been active for a long time, but I want to do something with that about the actual best places that you do business with in the Best of the North State, which comes through true reviews, right? Not like reviews.
Yeah.
They're going to be interviewed, and they'll be going on the Best of the North State. There's some big plans on that coming up in the near future, right?
We got 30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds. We're going to close it out, right, Mike? Yeah. This is it. We're going to close it out. Hey, you guys go to the page, like, comment, and share. Thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. Shasta Live and Reading Buzz, and a shout out to Mike and his crew.
And hey, thanks for having us, man.
You bet.
Glad to color commentate.
Yeah, that was colorful, wasn't it? Hey, gotta go. I'll catch you guys later.
Austin Libby.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.